off today.
Yeah.
Get to sleep in a little bit.
I just called my driveway.
All right, hopefully you got to sleep in a little bit today.
No, my kids don't allow that, so we still get up like it is school.
Of course. Now, I don't have Gray in here with me, but I'm going to give you a 1990 Topps Kmart Series Superstars card. I'm going to give you a name, and as I read this, I don't remember this guy. Maybe you do. I don't know if it's Jerome or Jeremy, Jerome Walton from the Chicago Cubs. You remember him?
Yep, Jerome Walton. He was the 1989 Rookie of the Year in the National League.
Really, really? Yep. What happened after that? Definitely not a household name in baseball, is he?
No, if you remember Pat Listach of the Brewers in 92, he won the Rookie of the Year, and that was kind of his one-hit year wonder or whatever they call that. And I think Jerome Walton was kind of along the same lines. He was kind of just a flash in the pan for a year, created a lot of excitement, and then he just kind of went away, I guess.
Yeah, then they figured out he couldn't hit a knuckleball or curveball or something like that. Usually they figure something out, don't they?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep, that's a good one.
Yeah. All right, Darren, let's talk about basketball last night. Third time, Shawamigan and Phillips. A couple of really competitive games the first two times. This one not quite as close as the first two. Ended up fairly close, but nonetheless was a good battle. But Phillips got the win last night.
They did, and it was a two-point game at halftime. It was 23-21, and I was trying to figure out how Shawamigan was even down by two. I give a lot of credit to our kids. Our big stud player, Cooper Mikulski, got in foul trouble. I believe he had two fouls within the first 3 or 4 minutes, and then Coach Hollison was kind of already subbing him in for offense, defense, you know, trying to protect him. But we were able to manage to kind of hang around. But then Phillips went on a nice run in the second half. They made some threes. They had a couple kids knock down some threes, kind of extend some of their runs. And, you know, we couldn't just recover from that. The game kind of stayed between, you know, 8 to 12 points. But any time we tried to make a move, Phillips answered immediately. So we tip our cap to them. They'll go to, Phillips said, is they'll go to Marathon on Friday and see what they can do there. And we'll kind of retool and regroup. We have a lot of juniors that played this year, 8 of them, if I'm not mistaken. So it's up to them now to try to get better in the off season and summer. And, you know, it's usually a good sign when you have a senior-laden team. So we're going to kind of hope that next year will be something special for us.
Yeah, both the Shawamigan boys and girls. Like you said, it doesn't guarantee anything. But when you can bring back an entire team for the following year, it creates a little bit of excitement and the possibility is there. But like you said, it doesn't guarantee anything, but it certainly is exciting to have them all back.
Agreed, you know. And we have a good core of freshmen, too, that played this year. Well, I say good core. We just don't have a lot of sophomores in right now, so the freshmen were kind of relied on as our JV squad. But there's some nice players in there, too, that'll get integrated and more with the what will be seniors next year. So, you know, we got a lot to look forward to, and the girls are no different, too. You know, as you know, we had one senior and one junior on the girls' side of things this year. So, you know, all those kids will be older, and you know, again, it comes down to though putting in the time in the off season and perfecting your skills, and hopefully we have some more positive reports to report next year when I call in on the Wednesday show here with you, Joel.
Yeah, and I was looking at the tournament bracket this morning. We've got a lot of area teams that have a good chance to go deep in the playoffs. Rib Lake is really good. Prentice and Phillips, it wouldn't surprise anybody if they won a regional championship. You got Mellon to our north, which has had a really good year. You've got some pretty strong teams that have a chance to make a deep run, maybe into sectionals even.
No doubt. And actually, there's been a little bit of a revival, I guess you could say, with basketball here in the Northwoods. And I don't know exactly what it is. I do think maybe perhaps some of our schools up here, our neighbors, you know, they're getting on it a little bit quicker with their youth. So the kids, when by the time they get into high school, have a few more minutes under their belt. But it certainly is nice to see the Northwoods making a big push here, particularly around our area. It kind of speaks volume of the quality of players up here, too. And then, you know, you either have a choice. Either you I mean, if you want to play with the big boys, you got to, it kind of brings every school into the fold too. You know, if you're one of a team that's kind of down right now, you could say that we have been in the last couple of years with both our boys and girls. There's only one choice to make. You got to either, you know, you're either going to stay or you're going to go with them. And we're hoping to go with those schools too that are making big pushes.
Right. And we want to take a moment to salute Greg Morgan, too. Always a great accomplishment to make it to state. He went 0-2 there, but to get there is something that not many wrestlers get. There's a lot of good wrestlers that don't even make it to Madison.
That's true. And you know, when you think of Greg's story, he came a long ways since his freshman year when he started wrestling here. He just did a phenomenal job. And you could really kind of see him starting to really, really kind of come into his own maybe towards the end of last year. And then this year, he just took it up a notch. You know, he was such a hard worker. We had an assembly for him last week before they left on Thursday morning. And I made this comment to the students, too. Like, he was the ultimate teammate, too. One of our home matches here, he was yelling and screaming for his teammates. You know, I thought the veins in his forehead were going to pop out. It was just, he was so intense into it, but he certainly deserved it. And obviously, you know, Greg would have liked to have won a match or two, or even, you know, kind of snuck onto the podium there. But when you think about his journey, him getting to state there was just an incredible, successful story. And, you know, anything else on top would have just been icing on the cake anyway, but certainly a good career. And Greg will turn the page now. He's a pretty good thrower in our shot and disc for track. So I know he'll try to make a big push there, too, to hopefully maybe even, you know, get to state in one of those events.
All right. Very good. Well, thank you, Darren. Spring sports right around the corner, pitchers and catchers, and track athletes reporting soon, right?
Yep. Track, actually, I know it sounds crazy to think about this on a day like today, but the first official track and field practice, that is this Monday coming up next week on the 10th, and then softball's right behind them on the 17th, and then baseball on the 24th. So I know today you wouldn't think that we're going to start spring sports, but we are. So
yeah.
We'll get after it now in that season. And we have a lot of kids that are signed up actually for all our programs this spring. Our track numbers look healthy, and our softball and baseball numbers do, too. So I know here at Chequamegon, our spring will probably be it will be our most participants for the school year out of the three sports seasons.
All right. Darren, thank you so much for taking time. Enjoy a little time with the family there. We'll talk to you soon again, okay?
All right. Take care, Joel.
Thank you, Darren Patterson. He's the high school athletic director for the Chequamegon Screaming Eagles. And it should be, everything's kind of pointing toward a decent spring, because with the lack of snow, funny, Joel, but this snow that's out here is going to melt really fast. What I'm talking about, we don't have huge amounts of snow like we'd have in years past, unlike last year. So things are pointing toward maybe getting those fields dried out early and getting our boys and girls out on the field for a good spring season. News, let's get you updated. We'll do that twice an hour in just a moment here on Reality Radio.
$5,000. That's the average amount of money people in the U.S. are now spending on gas in a year. $5,000. That's crazy. If you drive, you have to download Upside, the free app that gives you cash back every time you get gas. That's right. You can earn real cash back with Upside just by buying the gas you're already buying. You can literally start earning cash back today.
I use Upside every time I fill up. I've already made around $200-$300.
You're putting gas in your car anyway. Why not get real cash back? If you like free money, download Upside.
I'm saving the cash I earn from using Upside to help pay for a vacation later this year.
Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code MOVE to get an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code MOVE for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code MOVE for a 25 cents per gallon bonus.
Do you know or work with kids who have special health care needs? Help them live their best lives. Contact Wisconsin Wayfinder Children's Resource Network. Our specialists will connect you with services in your area. Wisconsin Wayfinder is free and confidential. Call 877-947-2929 or visit dhs.wi.gov/wiscway. Connect today sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
Leaning into local radio, 98.3 FM WCQM, Park Falls, a Civic Media station. This is 98Q Country.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. A sharply divided U.S. Supreme Court has rejected the Trump administration's push to uphold the decision by District Judge Amir Ali, who earlier ordered the White House to release nearly $2 billion in foreign aid for work that had already been done. Conservative Justices Alito, Thomas, Gorsuch, and Kavanaugh dissented. Republicans basking in the aftermath of President Trump's first major address of his second term, some also praising billionaire Elon Musk and his Department of Government officials.
He's a patriotic American who is allowing us to do something that Congress has not been able to do for decades, and that is actually find the data from the bureaucrats who hide a lot of these this misuse of taxpayer dollars.
House Speaker Mike Johnson. Commerce Secretary Howard Lutnick hinting there might be carve-outs coming to the 25% tariffs placed on goods from Canada and Mexico, the stock market taking a big hit the past 2 days. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain. Here's another Wisconsin Needs to Know. Brought to you by Marthaler Chevrolet of Minocqua, your trusted hometown dealer for new Chevrolet vehicles and service. The Ashland County Highway Department has officially enacted emergency spring weight limitations. This is expected to be a temporary restriction that the Highway Department will be reassessing daily. Emergency seasonal weight limitations on all Ashland County trunk highways began yesterday, Tuesday, March 4th, at 7 a.m. and will remain in effect until further notice. Haulers should be prepared to obey load postings as soon as they are posted. School buses are exempt from county seasonal weight limitations. There are no other exceptions to seasonal weight limits. Special hauling permits for essential or emergency hauling are available on a case-by-case basis from the Ashland County Highway Department. Once again, the Ashland County Highway Department is enacting emergency seasonal weight limitations on all Ashland County trunk highways until further notice. April 26th through the 27th, North Central Technical College's Wausau campus is hosting a fire investigation first responders course. This two-day course presents a basic overview of a fire investigation. Students will review the basics of fire chemistry and develop an understanding of the role of the first responder in relation to fire suppression and fire investigation. This course will stress the importance of fire scene awareness, evidence identification, preservation, and the basics of a fire investigation. Students will develop an appreciation for the convergence of suppression, investigation, science, and law. This is a free class, and to register, you need to email firetraining@ntc.edu by Wednesday, March 12th. Once again, this course is taking place April 26th through the 27th from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. with lunch provided over at 1000 West Campus Drive in Wausau. This election cycle's hottest contested race is for the Wisconsin Supreme Court Justice. Now the candidates have agreed to debate. Lisa Hale has more.
The Wisconsin Supreme Court candidates, Susan Crawford and Brad Schimmel, have agreed to a debate next month. The debate will be hosted by WISN-TV in Milwaukee on Wednesday, March 12th at 7 p.m. Crawford is a Dane County Circuit Court judge and former prosecutor. Schimmel is the former state attorney general and sits as a judge on the Waukesha County Circuit Court. The candidates are vying for the seat being vacated by retiring Justice Ann Walsh Bradley. The spring election is set for April 1st.
While the state's highest court is supposed to be nonpartisan, its balance will be determined by this election. Currently, it leans left 4-3. Ann Walsh Bradley is considered a liberal justice, as is Crawford. Schimmel is considered conservative. For more news, visit 98qcountry.com or civicmedia.us. I'm Austin Brume.
The Bucks with a win in Atlanta. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks beat the Hawks 127-121. Atlanta had the lead midway through the game. Doc Rivers asked about what he didn't like about the Bucks defense in the first half.
I just thought they got in transition early. They made two or three threes off our missed layups. So second half, I thought we were way better. First half, I didn't think. We showed a video at halftime where first three steps we were jogging, they were running by us. Second half, we didn't do that, and we took that away from them.
College hoops. It's the Badgers at Minnesota. Minnesota tonight in the border battle. Marquette on the road at UConn. The Packers re-signing their free agents. First, it was linebacker Isaiah McDuffie. Now, kicker Brandon McManus gets a three-year deal worth $15 million, $5 million guaranteed.
You know, I'm happy that it's in the past now. I was hoping and working hard for another opportunity. I'm extremely grateful for the Green Bay Packers for giving me that next chance to come back out here and play the game I love.
That's kicker Brandon McManus with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
And the Shawamigan Screaming Eagles fell to Phillips last night in boys basketball. Phillips now advances on to take on Marathon. We'll have that game for you Friday night right here. Let's talk a little about our local author, Jeff Hine. He has joined us before on the 98Q Morning Show to talk about his progression through the series of books that he has. Jeff was going to be in studio, but he's going to join us via the phone because of what's going on out there. Jeff, good morning to you.
Good morning, Joe.
How are we doing today?
Well, we're watching the weather. We're getting some big gusts of wind down here blowing things around, and roads are pretty nasty, so we decided to do it by phone today.
This is an easy day for a cup of coffee and a little inspirational writing maybe, huh?
Absolutely. Good day to stay in front of the computer.
Yeah. So tell us a little bit about, for those who most people I think are familiar with your venture as an author, but tell us a little bit about what led you into this series of books now in your third book. And what led you into delving into this subject that you're on here?
Sure. So I discovered the story of the Cimbri, the real story of their history, when I was stationed in Germany in the 1990s with the U.S. Army. And there was an article in the Military History magazine about their existence. It's very limited at that time of available information because it all came from the ancient sources. So it was enough to wet my whistle. It was a very fascinating story of these ancient people that wandered around Europe for 20-some years and repeatedly dealt defeat out to the Romans and never did get into Italy, even though they defeated them multiple times and the mountain passes and the roads were open into Italy. They never went in.
So you're now in your third book in this series. So talk a little bit about the progression a little bit to give people a flavor of each book and kind of the progression into the third one here.
Sure. So the first book starts in 120 BC with a catastrophic flood that forces the Cimbri to leave their homeland, which is what is today is Denmark. They embark on a journey across Europe that's going to last them for about 20 years. And the first book carries them for about 7 years as they travel from Denmark all the way down as far as Macedonia, back up into Austria, which is where their first contact and their first battle with Rome occurs, and that's where the end of the first book appears. And then in Rise of the Red Wolf, which is the second book, picks up there in Austria, where they determine where through one of their dreamers determines that the reason of the original flood and some of the other things that have occurred to them was because they were cursed by one of their gods, and that explains why they did not follow up on their victories to go into Italy, because in the last line of the curse is that it may only be lifted when Lupa welcomes the people of the coast, and Lupa is Rome, and people of the coast is the Cimbri. And so book two then follows them across the Alps and through Switzerland and into France, and in that area, which is Gaul, and they go through several battles and tribulations there in that area, ending with the next great battle with Rome, which is in 109 BC. And then book three picks up after that and continues on until one of the greatest battles that has ever occurred in Roman history, where they wind up losing over 80,000 Romans in a battle, in a supreme battle with the Cimbri. And that's where book three ends and sets up for the final series book that will follow here in the next year or so.
Okay. So when's the movie coming out, Jeff? And who's going to do you got a spot for me in the movie?
Well, I absolutely should have an advisor's location for sure for it. But, yeah, that would be the dream, wouldn't it?
Yeah, talk about how you're on Amazon, obviously, with the books. Your expectations going into this, as far as, like, maybe the book being I'm reading some of the reviews on Amazon, which are very good, but as far as how the books have been received and the response that you have gotten from people all around maybe the world who have read this book, is it what you thought it would be? Is it more than what you thought it would be? How are the emotions with that, with all the work you put in?
Well, I kept my goals pretty down to earth. I was happy to complete it and share it and get it out there, not really knowing what to expect, because I'm totally self-published. I don't have a publisher. And so all of the marketing and all of everything that happens is on my shoulders. And, of course, that's learning a whole new profession, if you will, on how that's done. And so I tried to keep my expectations realistic, and that's good, because it turns out to be more of a retirement hobby than a get rich kind of thing. Sure. Right now with books. But it's the fun of doing it that keeps me doing it again, the sense of accomplishment, the ability to spend a lot of time researching and going down rabbit holes on the internet and getting other books and reading about the subject and everything. So it falls right into my areas of interest. And I have no real ambitions for it to ever, you know, become a success like a Netflix series. But, you know, I've heard that, comment many times from readers that it would lead itself well to that kind of storytelling, and you know the hope is always there, but we'll see what happens.
Yeah, what's a wow moment? What's something from the point that you started doing this where maybe someone wrote a review or someone emailed you or something that you just kind of pinch yourself like, wow, that was pretty cool. Any wow moments with this?
Sure. A lot of the reader reviews are that way. One of them came up, and he's another writer. He's a historical fiction or historical nonfiction writer, and commented on how close it was to fiction, which that's one of the things that I try to stick to, is keeping it as close to nonfiction as I can get. But in order to complete a book and a whole series, you have to fill in the blanks, and that makes it fiction. And he compared it to The Lord of the Rings in the sense of the journey across Mordor and the mission that they had and the adventures that they shared in between there. And that was kind of a cool moment where it was compared to such a great work. It's also been compared to other ones like Clan of the Cave Bear, and several others. And so that's satisfying to be placed in that category, basically, of storytelling. And, of course, I don't let that get too far, because those are readers that feel very good about the books itself. So, but it is. It's a high point when you get praise like that.
Yeah, and kind of delving into this, just kind of jumping in the way you did when you did that first book, and to have that realization that, okay, nobody's ripping me really bad. I don't suck at this. Had to have been a relief, too, because you put that first book out there, and you're probably kind of like, oh, I don't even know if I'm going to be any good at this. But that acceptance must have been something special, too.
Yeah, it is, absolutely, because you're absolutely right. Now, by the time I get to the third book, I'm feeling like, okay, I guess I'm doing okay here, because, you know, you have that apprehension before you push publish on that first book, how it's received, if it's going to be. And the second book, honestly, was even worse because I got good reviews on the first book. And then I was like, oh, God, am I going to keep up to what expectations of how the first book turned out? So that, mm-hmm. that one was even more hair-raising than the first book, I think, waiting to see how it was received and how it did.
Yeah, people can search for Kimbri, C-I-M-B-R-I, and then put in Jeff Hein, H-E-I-N, on Amazon. The first two books are on there, and the third book just coming out, is that right?
It is on there also. So
okay. right.
If they go there, there's the link for the series, which is The Kimbrian War, on the Amazon page for any of the books. You can click on the link, and all three books will come up.
Okay, and they can get them locally here, too, at some places, right?
That's true. I was actually going to drop some off today, but we didn't make it to town, so I'll be getting up there soon. There are copies of the first two books in the library to take out, and then also in the pharmacy for sale, and I'll be bringing the third book up and restocking the pharmacy and the library as soon as the weather clears.
All right, very good. People can follow you on Facebook, Jeff Hein, H-E-I-N, author, and information on the books is on there, too. What a fun run. It's amazing where life's ventures take you sometimes, right, Jeff, that this has become a passion? Sometimes you have to, like, look back at your life and just say, wow, how did I get here?
Well, exactly. It was never my intention to do that. Even when I got the idea of the story, was just a fascinating story that I continued to find more information. And then one day I thought, you know, there really isn't any information out there. There are no fiction books that I've found about this fascinating story. So I thought, well, maybe it's a niche that needs to be explored, and it's been popular so far.
All right. Look for Jeff Hein, author, on Facebook. Any other way they can find you, or is that Facebook a good the best way to do it, Jeff?
Jeff Hein, author, on Facebook. I also have a website that has a little more information at jeffhein.net.
All right. Very good. Glad we caught up with you, Jeff. I've been following your adventures on Facebook and stuff, and the release of your books, and it's so much fun to see a local guy like you have fun with this and do well. So thanks for taking time to join us. We always appreciate it, and we'll probably chat with you down the line. There's one more in the series left. Is that what you indicated?
Yes, for the series, there's one final book, and then there's future plans for possibly a character spinoff of one or two or different things. I'm enjoying writing. I've discovered that I'm enjoying writing, so I don't plan to stop.
Yeah, and then Joel Karnick, the morning guy, as a bit actor in that Netflix series. All right, very good. All right, Jeff, always good to talk to you. Thank you so much for taking time to join us. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Joel.
You betcha. Jeff Hein. I've known Jeff for many, many years, and he's a local guy here. And many of you know him. Check it out. I think you'll enjoy it, especially if you are a book reader. C-I-M-B-R-I, Kimbri, C-I-M-B-R-I, Jeff Hein. Be search on Amazon. And also go to Jeff Hein, his website. He's got a location of places locally that you can buy his book. That's a great story of a local guy doing some fun stuff and becoming an author now with his third book.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Northwoods weather.
Snow will continue, and we could end up with another couple, maybe 3 inches of accumulation by the time things wind down later today. And it is windy. Gusts from 30 to 40 will create blowing snow, reducing visibility significantly at times, especially in rural areas. Conditions will improve late today into tonight. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 24.
Opioid manufacturer Purdue Pharma's political action committee donated to just one Wisconsin candidate in 2016. That candidate was extreme politician Judge Brad Schimmel. The company also gave money to a national Republican group whose PAC spent nearly $3 million on Schimmel's 2018 election. From the year 2000 to 2017, Wisconsin had over 7,500 opioid-related deaths. Democratic and Republican attorneys general from other states and 71 out of 72 counties filed lawsuits against Purdue Pharma. But Brad Schimmel refused to join them. Thousands of Wisconsinites died.
Wisconsin people should always take priority over profits. Tell Judge Brad Schimmel to look out for Wisconsinites, not out-of-state drug companies. Call 262-548-7548. That's 262-548-7548. Paid for by Better Wisconsin Together Incorporated.
$5,000. That's the average amount of money people in the U.S. are now spending on gas in a year. $5,000. That's crazy. If you drive, you have to download Upside, the free app that gives you cash back every time you get gas. That's right. You can earn real cash back with Upside just by buying the gas you're already buying. You can literally start earning cash back today.
I use Upside every time I fill up, and I've already made around $200-$300.
You're putting gas in your car anyway. Why not get real cash back? If you like free money, download Upside.
I'm saving the cash I earn from using Upside to help pay for a vacation later this year.
Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code MOVE to get an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code MOVE for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code MOVE for a 25 cents per gallon bonus.
Your local Civic Media radio station is your source for real news and great conversation, plus fun and exciting contests. For a complete list of contest rules, log on 98qcountry.com/contest-terms.
Yeah, yesterday, I'll just give you a little insider information. Yesterday, I received information of our next text to win, our Civic Media text to win contest. It's going to start in a couple of weeks, and the prizes are going to be really nice. So stay tuned for that. It's going to start later this month. Our NCAA bracket contest, we are getting there. 2 weeks from tomorrow is when the real 64-team tournament will start. So stay tuned for fabulous prizes and information on the NCAA Men's Bracket Contest we'll be doing here on the 98Q Country Morning Show. Of course, the weather continues to blow and snow out there. Just stay where you are today. And it'll be better. At the very least, it'll be better later in the afternoon and the evening, but it'll be better tomorrow. Let the snowplows go out and do their thing. So if you don't have to, just chill out today, because it's not good out there. And it's really cold with that wind blowing around. It is not fun. Got a little bit of ice below some of the snow. All the area schools, they canceled it today. There's no senior dining. Ashland County, Price County, Red Apple Center, Phillips is closed. NTC Phillips is closed today. So just chill out, all right? And find something to do there at the home. Like I said earlier, maybe, you know, dust that bookshelf over in the corner there that you've been putting off for a while. That's
98Q Country.
Flipping a little bit of music on Reality Radio. Joel Fine. I'm running the whole show today. It's just me. Hang on. Is anybody out there? It's just me.
You're on the couch, blowing up my phone. You don't want to come out, but you don't want to be alone. It don't take but two to have a little soiree. If you're in the mood, sit tight right where you are, babe, cause I'll be at your door in 10 minutes. Whatever you got on, girl, stay in it. You ain't gotta leave the house to have a good time. I'm gonna bring the good time home to you. We'll have a
whatever you got on, baby, stay in it. You ain't gotta leave the house to have a good time. I'm gonna bring the good time home to you. We'll have a house party. We don't need nobody. Turn your TV off. Break that boombox out. We'll wake up all the neighbors till the whole block hates us and the cops show up and try to shut us down. If you're gonna be a homebody, we're gonna have a house party. If you wanna be a homebody, we're gonna have a house party.
Let's get to work.
Yeah!
Getting you through the workday with today's best country. And more of it.
98Q Country.
She talks about the future like she's flipping through a magazine. Finds the beauty in the thrown away and broken things. Gets excited about all my crazy dreams. Got every sunset that she's ever seen memorized. Saves him away for a rainy day or stormy night. Sky's brighter looking at it through her eyes. I don't remember life before she came into the picture. Brought the beauty I was missing with her. Showed me colors I ain't never seen. She took chances with every wall I built. She saw canvas. I thank God every day for how he made her. My life was black and white, but she's the painter. She reminds me that it ain't too late to start again. Fine is good, but you need some blue every now and then. How'd I live so long without her reckless touch? I don't remember life before she came into the picture. Brought the beauty I was missing with her. Showed me colors I ain't never seen. With every wall I built, she saw canvas. I thank God every day for how he made her. My life was black and white, but she's the painter. I don't remember. Came into the picture, brought the beauty I was missing with her. Showed me colors I ain't never seen. She took chances with every wall I built. She saw canvas. I thank God every day for how he made her. My life was black and white, but she.
Cody Johnson at 98Q Country. Severe weather updates brought to you by Diana Skowinski, your State Farm insurance agent in Park Falls. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. The snow and the wind will continue through probably early mid-afternoon. Things will settle down tonight. We'll get above freezing tomorrow, so a little bit of a meltdown tomorrow. A lot of a meltdown for the weekend. By Sunday, Monday, it'll all be gone. But for right now, we gotta work around this. Some of the news headlines, other than the political stuff, of course, which seems to be the only thing that is being covered. Some of the other stories. I don't know if you saw this story about a gray seal pup that was found roaming the streets of New Haven, Connecticut. late last month. It became kind of a viral star, and that seal now has passed away from some health issues. Three members of the Spirit Lake tribe in St. Michael's, North Dakota, were killed in a shooting yesterday. The Bureau of Indian Affairs says that law enforcement has a suspect in custody in that. A powerful winter storm, of course, barreling through parts of the United States. Hello. Not just us, but it's other parts of the country, too. Watch the Weather Channel. Well, don't. Listen to us, but then it's always fun to watch the Weather Channel and see all that stuff. Authorities in Massachusetts, they're looking for a suspect who set fire to six Tesla charging stations in an apparent protest of Elon Musk. And firefighters in North and South Carolina have made significant progress. They're having problems with wildfires in that part of the country. Police in Memphis are searching for a group of thieves that they say broke into a warehouse in the middle of the night in Memphis, Tennessee, and they stole about $250,000 worth of pharmaceuticals. And restaurant chain Red Robin, we mentioned this yesterday, they're planning to close about 70 locations across the country. And I'm not sure if you saw this, but LeBron James became the NBA's first player to reach 50,000 combined points in the regular season and in the postseason. He's in that conversation as one of the greats of all time, right? Michael Jordan, LeBron James, Kobe, you put them all up there. And you know what? I mean, he took an absolute beating on social media earlier in his career. People were ripping him for whatever because in general, people don't like when people become rich and or famous. But LeBron James has turned out to be a pretty good guy and a good character and a good role model. He has incredible that he's still playing at the age of 40. He is one of the best players in the NBA. At 40 years old, LeBron is averaging 26 points, 8 rebounds, and 8 assists over the past 28 games. This achievement came shortly after that he was named the Western Conference Player of the Month for February. For him to do that at the age of 40 is absolutely amazing. It's Tom Brady-like. I think it's even more incredible than Tom Brady because the physical beating the NBA players take is pretty tough. So hats off to LeBron and his 40 years. And yeah, I mean, over the course of people's career, obviously they say a couple things maybe here or there that you don't like. But in general, he's all right. He's been doing good. He's all right in my books. LeBron at 40. The only problem is when it gets to the playoffs, he's going to be playing my team, and I don't like that at all.
Opioid manufacturer Purdue Pharma's Political Action Committee donated to just one Wisconsin candidate in 2016. That candidate was extreme politician Judge Brad Schimmel. The company also gave money to a national Republican group whose PAC spent nearly $3 million on Schimmel's 2018 election. From the year 2000 to 2017, Wisconsin had over 7,500 opioid-related deaths. Democratic and Republican attorneys general from other states and 71 out of 72 counties filed lawsuits against Purdue Pharma. But Brad Schimmel refused to join them. Thousands of Wisconsinites died. Wisconsin people should always take priority over profits. Tell Judge Brad Schimmel to look out for Wisconsinites, not out-of-state drug companies. Call 262-548-7548. That's 262-548-7548. Paid for by Better Wisconsin Together Incorporated.
Better begins with the way we live life together, the way we help each other, and the way we inspire and encourage one another. At Aspirus Health, better begins with our dedication to providing expert care that improves lives, establishing healthy families and healthy communities, yours and ours, for a lifetime. Life is a journey, and we're here for you. Better begins at Aspirus Health. Passion for excellence, compassion for people.
No more mold. No more damage. No more slipping and hurting. Make your ordinary bathroom extraordinary for only $99 per month. New shower, new door, new tub, new wall, new anti-slip technology. BCI Bath and Shower is made in America for the highest quality. First 50 callers save $1,500 on a never-clear glass treated door. BCI Bath and Shower. Interest-free financing options. 800-329-4115. 800-329-4115. 800-329-4115.
Celebrate the women who have helped shape the world as we honor Women's History Month with powerful stories of Wisconsin's own. We remember the legacy of Vell Phillips, the trailblazing civil rights leader. He's also the first African-American woman elected to the Wisconsin State Assembly. Phillips was born in Milwaukee, and though she faced both racial and gender barriers, she remained strong in her fight for equality. She helped pass groundbreaking laws to desegregate public housing while also fighting for voting rights. Her courage and determination wasn't just for Wisconsin, but for the nation. And Phillips' legacy continues to inspire those who believe in justice, showing that one voice can spark change. These are the stories continuing to inspire all of us every day. And as we honor them, we will also recognize the powerful women who are still writing history. I'm Terry Barr.
This weather update is sponsored by Hanson HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Snow will continue, and we could end up with another couple, maybe 3 inches of accumulation by the time things wind down later today. And it is windy. Gusts from 30 to 40 will create blowing snow, reducing visibility significantly at times, especially in rural areas. Conditions will improve late today into tonight. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 23.
98 Q Country.
I know I might look like another ball cap on a bar stool underneath the PBR line, saying everything under the moon to get you into my arms tonight. Probably heard it all a thousand times, but it ain't what it looks like. Girl, let me tell you what it looks like. You look like waves on a sunset, and you can crash on me all night. You look like wine in a truck bed, a little what I'm doing for the rest of my life. Cause you look like I'm done looking. But girl, the hard truth is if this night don't turn into two, you look gonna wind up missing you. I gotta tell you, baby, I've been the kind of boy your daddy never wanted you to go and fall in love with. The kind of boys you're probably done with their dumb shit. I bet you heard the stories, and can't say I'm proud of that, but I've turned the page on the old me, and now I ain't looking back. Crash on me all night. You look like wine in a chug bed, a little what I'm doing for the rest of my life. Cause you look like I'm done looking. But girl, the hard truth is if this night don't turn into two, you look like I'm gonna wind up missing. Missing you in the morning, probably for the next few years. When I look back on it, I'll still see you right here. You look like waves on a sunset, and you can crash on me all night. You look like wine in a truck bed, a little what I'm doing for the rest of my life. Cause you look like I'm done looking. But girl, the hard truth is if this night don't turn into two, you look like I'm gonna wind up missing you.
New artist Tucker Wetmore, W-E-T-M-O-R-E, Tucker Wetmore. New stuff is called Wind Up Missing You. It appears as though some of our 98Q staff have made a very, very bad strategical error today. Yesterday, Rachel and Gray were nice enough to make it aware to me yesterday that Rachel, maybe with the help of Gray, had baked a cake. There was some type of sweets that they described to me. I'm getting old, so I remember exactly what it is, but I know there's chocolate involved, so that caught my ear. And I was kind of got busy, caught up in something yesterday, so I wasn't able to have a piece of the cake yesterday. And I texted Gray, and I said, you know, apologize for blowing off the cake. And Gray's like, no worries, it'll be here tomorrow. So today is tomorrow, and now nobody's here except for me and the cake. Yes. Oh, me and the cake. Me and the cake. The door has been locked. 98Q Studios are closed for the for the rest of the day. Oh, boy. This was a strategical error by everyone involved. I'm running the show, baby. The doors are locked. The cake is here. Might even put some tariffs on some people. I don't know what...
Listen on the air.
Every day. That's all I listen to.
And listen online at work.
Makes you enjoy work a little more.
Log on.
98Q Country.
Mike McKay is in next. I may be in this afternoon for Gray. We'll see. But Mike McKay in your midday next. Have a great Wednesday. Be careful out there, y'all.
I was feeling the blues. I was watching the news when this fella came on the TV. He said, I'm telling you that science has proved that heartaches are healed by the sea. That got me going without even knowing. I'm packed right up and drove down. Now I'm on a roll and I swear to my soul, tonight I'm gonna paint this town. So bring me two pina coladas. I want one for each end. Let's set the sail with Captain Morgan. Oh, we never leave dry land. Hey, troubles, I forgot them. I buried them in the sand. So bring me two pina coladas. Said goodbye to her good time and man. Get by. Now I've got to say that the wind and the waves and the moon winking down at me eases my mind by leaving behind the heartaches that love often brings. That goes on for miles with no inclination to roam. And I've got to say that I think I've got to stay, cause this is feeling more and more like home. So bring me two pina coladas. I gotta have one for each end. Let's set sail with Captain Morgan. Oh, we never leave dry land. I buried them in the sand. So bring me two pina coladas. She said goodbye to her good time and man.
Take a cab down to the creek and hang a disco ball from an old oak tree.
Smoke and drink once in a while, somehow it'd be good for me. I want a cool chick that'll cook for me, but he'll dance on the bar in her tan bare feet and do what I want when I want. She'll do it with me. I don't need too much of nothing. I just want to sing a little chill song, get my groove on, pour something strong down in my drink. Oh, I know that I don't need a whole lot of anything. I just want a little bit of everything. Na 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 na, na 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 na. I just want a little bit of everything. Na 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 na, na 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 na. Whoa. Now I don't need a garage full of cars, but I'll take a whole box of Cuban cigars and I'll smoke them nice and slow, like they were good for me. Don't need a ranch or a big piece of land, but I like to get a little bit of dirt on my hands. A big old couch in a big old room still feels lonely when it's just you. Yes, it does. I don't need too much of nothing. I just want to sing a little chill song and get my groove on, pour something strong down in my drink. Oh, no, that I don't need a whole lot of anything. I just want a little bit of everything. Na 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 na, na 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 na. A little bit of everything under the sun. So when I kick back, basking in it, I'll be okay with what I've done. Still having fun.
That's right. Of nothing. I just want to sing a little chill song, get my groove on, pour something strong down in my drink. Well, I know that I don't need a whole lot of anything. I just want a little bit of everything. Na 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 na, na 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 na. I just want a little bit of everything. Na 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 na, na 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 na.
Country.
He wondered how she'd take it when he said goodbye. Thought she might do some crying, lose some sleep at night. But he had no idea when he hit the road that without him in her life, she'd let herself go. Let herself go on a singles cruise to Vegas, once been to Honolulu. Let herself go to New York City. A week at the spa, came back knocked out pretty. When he said he didn't love her no more, she let herself go. She poured her heart and soul into their three-bedroom ranch. Spent her days raising babies, ironing his pants. Came home one day from the grocery store and found his note. And without him there to stop her, she let herself go. Let herself go on her first blind date. Had
the time of her life with some friends at the lake. Let herself go, buy a brand new car, drove down to the beach he always said was too far. Sand sure felt good between her toes. She let herself go on a singles cruise to Vegas once, then to Honolulu. Let herself go to New York City. A week at the spa, came back knocked out pretty. When he said he didn't love her no more, she let herself go. To Vegas once, Honolulu, New York City, came back knocked out pretty.
Serving Wisconsin's beautiful Northwoods, 98Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The Supreme Court ruling that USAID must pay international aid groups that have already provided services. President Trump had been trying to pause that funding in Washington. ABC's Devin Dwyer has more.
Five justices on the Supreme Court said Trump needed to comply with that order and at least for now begin paying out that $2 billion in aid, a sliver of foreign aid from this country, not by any means all foreign aid, but just a sliver to these particular groups that brought this challenge.
The president delivering his first address this term to a joint session of Congress, touting his administration's rapid-fire moves on reshaping U.S. foreign policy, economic policy, and immigration policy. Today, Vice President J.D. Vance, Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth, and Director of National Intelligence Tulsi Gabbard will all be visiting the southern border. The market's holding a bit steadier following the sharp drop the last 2 days because of the tariff announcements.